The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You know, we've got two major tournaments with the Commonwealth Games and the World Cup, and to be back in the team for my second Commonwealth Games is so exciting. And yeah, hopefully we can head over there and win another gold medal.
It didn't hurt too much what happened with the World Cup selection. You're kind of over that at this stage at the moment.
Yeah, obviously at the time it hurts. You want to be in every team, but the great thing about netball in Australia is how much depth we have and, you know, the quality of players that we have here. So it's always tight. There's always competition for spots. And, yeah, I'm just wrapped to have been able to play some really good netball over the past couple of years and to put myself back up in this position. Oh, I think, you know, probably in our pool rounds, we come up against England in our second game, so that's going to be tough. But, you know, you always want to play against the New Zealanders, one of our oldest rivals. We'll have the Jamaicans over there as well, who we know throughout even our SSN competition have been so tough. So, yeah, there's lots of exciting games ahead. And, yeah, as I said, hopefully we can get some wins.
What did you learn from your last game?
Yeah, I think that's one of the major differences for us is we'll have seven games in 9 days. So your ability to be able to play, recover, learn what you need from each game and then quickly move on. But it's exciting. These are the tournaments you want to be involved in. I think, you know, to be a part of the Australian Diamonds at the Commonwealth Games, but to be a part of Team Australia is just really exciting as well.
You've spoken about that before, is managing your body. Is that, I guess, is that one of the biggest challenges you have to face in the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, I think, you know, we can only control what we can. It's not so much about managing, but about making sure that we're ready to go for each game. The management will come from the coaching and support staff, I'm sure. But, you know, we'll go out there, we'll hit the court hard every game. And, yeah, it is, I guess, a bit of a who can hold up as well as they can throughout the tournament as well. And, you know, get through those rounds unscathed and head into the medal matches.
How are the personalities all meshing at the moment?
Yeah, it's always so nice to get the Diamonds girls back together. We play against each other each week in the SSN, but to come together as a group, it's a small amount of time, but it's a really exciting time as well. So we've got some solid sessions on the court before we head overseas, but we'll be making sure that every moment counts and that when we head over there, we're ready to go.
You mentioned overseas. A bit disappointed not to be playing the comms games here. We would have loved to have seen you here. How do you feel about that?
Oh, look, you know, a home Commonwealth Games would have been great, but we'll play anywhere and we're excited about the opportunity to head over to Glasgow and hopefully win another gold medal. I think the Diamonds won a gold medal in Glasgow in 2014, I think it was. So, yeah, it's a happy hunting ground for us there and hopefully we can go over and play well again. I think one of the strengths of the Diamonds is the depth that we have across our 12, across our 15. We've got some really different players and that's what's really exciting. I think Stacey talks about wanting to make changes and she has something different that she can go to each time. So, you know, we're seeing some pretty amazing performances in the SSN. To think that we get to bring the best of that into one team is, yeah, it's super exciting.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.